Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
So if you're going to live by faith, you're not only going to live by what you believe in your heart, but you're going to live by what you say with your mouth. You can't be believing one thing and saying another without negating the faith.
Did you know your words are connected to what you believe? Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Kenneth Copeland as he leads our study on how to speak words of faith that bring results. Now here's Kenneth.
Welcome everybody to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning. Oh my, we worship you and we bless you. We raise our expectations, our hopes, and our dreams into a receiving place. And we open our hearts and we open our minds and we boldly declare the Holy Spirit is our teacher and our guide. And we thank you today for revelation from heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Let's open our Bibles today. Oh, don't forget to get on kcm.org/notes and download those notes. I mean, you'll be glad you did. I can promise you that because you can follow along. All the scripture references are already there. It's already prepared for you. Praise God. Amen. Say, how do they do that? He's just now preaching on there and then, no. See, this is a few days before you see it. Gloria and I was in the Walmart store, and her cousin was in there. This is over in Arkansas. Her cousin was in there, and she said hi, and came over and visited with us a little bit, and she went back, and I could hear them. There's just an aisle or two, a few feet away, you know. She said, "Come, Gloria, over there," and he said, "No, they're not." Yeah, she said to her, no, they're not, it can't be. She said, why? He said, I just got out of the truck. He's preaching on the radio. How could he be in here? Well, you know, us Arkansas folks, I mean, you know, I never let Gloria hear the end of that. Amen. I said, you know, people in Texas, I mean, we know better than that. Amen. Glory to God. Open your Bibles with me today again. To Mark chapter 11, and we're going to begin reading here in what Jesus is saying in Mark 11, 22, 23, and 24. Now, Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. My cross reference says, have the faith of God. Whoa. I don't know, that just runs a thrill through me. The very idea that you and I can have God's faith inside us. Well, let me tell you something bigger than that. We've got God Himself inside us. If you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen. And then we invited Him to come in fullness. Jesus said, the Spirit of God comes on you, you shall receive power. And it was the same word, power, glory to God, in Acts chapter 10, how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So the Holy Spirit in was when you got born again. The Holy Spirit that came on you for service, that's the gateway into the gifts of the Spirit, which we'll talk about later. And that comes on you to be there anytime you need it to minister to someone, for God to use you in any role in life, not just the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. No. This is for the entire body of Christ. Now, the King James translation translates as gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12. Those are part of the anointing equipment of the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher to equip those of us that are called into the fivefold ministry, to equip us to carry out our ministries on a supernatural level and not just on the natural plane, which it should be. Anyway, we get over into that. The faith of God. And God coming to live in us. Well, I'm excited about it, you can tell. Have the faith of God. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith or says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now, I want you to notice something here. In verse 23, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say, okay, that's saying once, unto this mountain be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe, that's believing once, saying once, believing once, that those things which he saith, that's saying twice, shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now notice that. Saying is mentioned three times by Jesus in that verse. Believing is only mentioned once. Now, you can't do without believing, but you can't do without saying. See, you believe it in your heart and you say it with your mouth. Now, this is absolute vital information to people who live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Anything you find in the Bible more than once, you find it twice, it's big. You find it three times, I mean, it's huge, amen? And the just shall live by faith. All right. So if you're going to live by faith, you're not only going to live by what you believe in your heart, but you're going to live by what you say with your mouth. You can't be believing one thing and saying another without negating the faith. Now, and we're going to see in a moment even further evidence to it. Well, in fact, let's go over now to Matthew chapter 12, and let's look at the 36th verse. This is Jesus speaking. I say unto you, every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by your words thou shalt be justified. By your words thou shalt be condemned. Whoa. Now then, Luke chapter 6 and notice in the 45th verse, A good man out of the good treasure or deposit of his heart, his spirit, brings forth that which is good. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart. Now, this is not talking about an evil, wicked, no, this is talking about believers. But you see, the scripture says a heart of unbelief is an evil heart. The spies brought back a report of unbelief, and it's called a wicked, evil report. All right. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. You get it? Whatever is in your spirit in abundance is what comes out of your mouth. I've heard people say, well, now, Brother Copeland, you know, I don't like to get up and raise my hands and shout and dance around. Now, I have a praise in my heart. Well, it's not in there in abundance or it'd come out of your mouth. These are spiritual laws. So, let's go to 2 Corinthians 4:13. 2 Corinthians 4, and let's look at the 13th verse. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak. Can you see the connection? It takes both put together. Now, I'm making, the Lord instructed me in preparing for this broadcast today. He instructed me to go down through scriptures and point out the importance of the words of the mouth. The words of your mouth are connected to what you believe. Amen. Now, well, I'm yes, sir, thank you. You know, I just work here. I want to jump in on every one of these. The Lord said, no, I want you to read these. Okay. Now, Hebrews 3:1. Hebrews Chapter 3, verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Now, the word translated profession there is also translated confession. It literally means to say the same thing as. Now, notice, what is Jesus the high priest of? Now notice this. Partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle, the one God sent. That's what the word apostle means. The one God sent and high priest of our profession, our confession. The high priest of our speaking, the same thing he speaks. But notice that the emphasis is on the speaking. Didn't say anything here about the believing part, just talking about the speaking part, Christ Jesus. Now, anytime you find the word Christ, stop, translate, and meditate. The word Christ is the Greek translation of the Hebrew word Messiah, which is exactly the same meaning. Christ, Messiah, in English, anointed. Each one of them mean exactly the same thing. So read this like this, that Jesus of God is anointed, called, sent to be the high priest of what we say. Glory to God. So somebody, you know, I thought this in the beginning. I thought, well, now, wonder, I don't, because I didn't understand how faith functioned. I didn't know anything about it. And I wondered, what difference it make what I say? I mean, I pray and so forth, and I'm believing God to do something here. What difference does it make what I say? And besides that, I didn't understand who I was in Christ or the authority or anything else. I'm just making questions in my mind like a lot of you have this morning. What difference does it make what I say? Makes all the difference in the world. Because Jesus is standing ready to back what you say, but when you believe one thing in your heart and you say something else with your mouth, amen, or you're speaking your fear, then he doesn't have anything to work with. Now, notice again in the 14th verse of the 4th chapter, seeing then we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Amen. Now, Hebrews 4:14, we just read, Joel chapter 3, verse 10. Joel chapter 3, verse 10. Beat your plowshares into swords, your pruning hooks into spears. Now, you're getting ready to go to war here, see? Let the weak say, I am strong. Don't say I am weak. I am strong. Now then, Proverbs chapter 4. Praise God. Proverbs chapter 4, and look at the 24th verse. Put away from you a froward mouth. Froward means disobedient. And perverse lips put far from you. This means you need to be taking authority over your mouth and put a stop to its disobedience. How do you do that? Well, the Word of God. And we'll get there. The Apostle James said, no man can tame the tongue. Well, if you can't tame the tongue, what's the use of all these scriptures? He was saying, and he did say, we'll see it, that no man can tame the tongue with natural power. It takes the power of the Spirit of God. It takes the power of the Word of God. It takes the power that is involved in the new birth. Amen. The Holy Spirit dwelling within you. Now, that put away from you a disobedient mouth, perverse. Perverse literally means it ought not be that way. Something that is perverse shouldn't be that way. If it's perverted, it means it's been twisted into something that it shouldn't be. So, perverse lips, saying things you ought not say. Amen. Now then, let's go to Proverbs 12. And let's look at the 18th verse. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. Ha! Now that's not talking about waiting till you get sick and then start confessing healing scriptures. No, it's talking about what you say all the time. Oh, yes. All the time. Building faith structure in your life. Praise God. Now let's take a look at Proverbs 13:2. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth. Amen. Well, what in the world does that mean? My speaking my faith for abundance, my speaking, my God meets all my needs according to His riches and glory. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The young lions shall suffer need, but the children of God never suffer want. Glory to God. Woo-hoo. You just talk that way all the time. Glory to God. I have the blessing of the Lord. I'm blessed of the Lord. I'm thrilled that His blessing is in me, on me, and around me. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Can you see that? It's what you say all the time. It's a praise coming out of your mouth. Instead of going around saying, boy, I tell you what, I'm just tired. I can't hardly move. And I don't know why God don't help me more than what He does. How can He? Let the weak say, I am strong. Well, this has come up two or three different times. I learned this from Greg Stevens. Greg taught for many years at Rhema and Bible Training Center in Tulsa. That was founded, of course, by Kenneth E. Hagin. And Kenneth Hagin Jr. and his lovely wife, Lynette, and that powerful family of people up there, praise God. And Greg was teaching on the covenant of God. And he was talking about in the First Testament, the First Testament is a blood sworn oath in the blood of animals. The Second Testament is a blood sworn oath in the blood of Jesus, the pure, oh glory, the pure blood of God, hallelujah. But both of them blood sworn oath. And God said, I am. Now when God said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. We are covenanted to Him. That is a covenant, that's a blood sworn promise. And His promises in Christ are yes and amen. Hallelujah. Now we are covenant people. We're covenanted to Him. We are one spirit with Him. Now I want you to get this now. When He said, I am, well, He is what? He is whatever we need Him to be. Amen. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am your God. I'm the rock of your salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. When He said, I am and I strengthen in you, you ought to look up all of the scriptures on strength. My goodness, that reminds me. I've got some of them here with me, and I'll bring it up to you here in just a moment. But He said, I am. I need to be saying I am too. He says, I am strong. You don't need to be saying I am weak. Think what you're saying. You're accusing your covenant brother Jesus of not telling something, that not telling the truth. You actually really called Him a liar. Oh, I'd never do that. Oh, I know you wouldn't. But by doing that, you will. I am. Yeah, boy, I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I'll be back in just a moment.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.